VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Do you love dogs? Well, for most of us, dogs have been an important part of our lives, and they're more than just pets, they're families. Besides being cute, they can also comfort us when we are feeling upset. Sometimes, just looking at them can release all the stress. And did you know that dog therapy is actually more effective than taking medicine sometimes? Unless they break your furniture, but what makes them so magical? You will find all the answers in today's video. And now let's take a look at the sentence for today. Your heart rate comes down. Your blood pressure comes down. Your heart rate variability, which is the ability of the heart to dug and dive and respond to stress, improves. 你的心率和血压下降，而心率变异度及心脏因剧烈运动及压力的能力提高了。As usual, let's start with the pronunciation. 好，首先我们看到 heart and rate 这两个字，那他们两个的 t 我们其实都可以弱化，这样就是比较美式的发音，念作 heart and rate。但不一定要这样发咯，就是你也是可以把 t 发出来，念作 heart and rate。接着我们看到 pressure 这个字，这里的 e 我们要发 e 的音，后面的 s u r e 要念 sure， 念作 pressure。Pressure. 接着我们看到 variability 这个字，开头的 a 我们要发 a 的音，第二个 a 则是念 a， 念作 varia， varia。接着后面第一个 i 是发 e 的音，第二个 i 则是念 a， 念作 billa， billa。那最后的 t 在这里可以弱化它，念类似 ability， ability。那接着我们看到 ability 这个字，在这里前面的冠词 the 要念作 the， 因为 ability 是母音开头，所以要念作 the ability。接着我们看到 hard to duck， 在这里 hard to 我们可以做连音，念作 hard to， hard to。再来也是连音的部分，在 respond to stress 的 respond to 我们也可以做连音，念作 respond to， respond to。好，那最后我们再来念一次句子。Your heart rate comes down. Your blood pressure comes down. Your heart rate variability, which is the ability of the heart to duck and dive and respond to stress, improves. Alright, 那我们接下来看今天的第一个单字，它是一个片语，叫做 calm down， 意思是下降或者是降低。For example, like this. It has been a pretty long time since the last time gasoline prices came down. 最后一次汽油价格下跌已经过去了很长的时间了。我发现最近汽油好像一直在涨价耶。上次去加油的时候看到95好像已经涨到 27.9 了吗？希望它可以赶快 calm down。接着我们看到第二个单字叫做 pressure， 它是一个名词，意思是压力。那当你的朋友遇到压力很大的时候，你可以用这个例句来安慰他。Relax, don't give yourself too much pressure. No one is perfect, and you did your best. 放轻松，不要给自己太大的压力，没有人是完美的，而且你已经尽力了。虽然压力很大的时候，可能旁人不管怎么讲都不会有帮助，但是还是可以试试看，安慰一下。那英文中还有另外一个意思是压力的英文字叫做 stress， 它表示压力或者是紧张。那你可以这样子用 ：You might experience decreased energy and insomnia when stress overload。当压力过多时，你可能会感到体力减少和失眠。那句子中的 decrease 是减少，那 insomnia 则是失眠的意思 ，overload 呢则是过多。好，那你应该会问说 stress 跟 pressure 都叫压力，那它们有什么不一样呢？那我这边来为你们解惑。首先 stress 是一种内在的压力，一种紧张的情绪或者是状态，是无形的压力，会让人不自在的。那 pressure 呢是外在的压力，像是气压、水压之类的。 那它也可以是无形的压力，比如说人情的压力或者是同侪的压力。以上就是他们两个的差异。那接着我们来看最后一个单字，叫做 variability， 它是一个名词，意思是变化性。那它有一个形容词我们比较常会用到，叫做 variable， 意思呢是多变的、可变的，所以它跟 changeable 是同义词。那我们来看一下 variable 的例句。 I don't like the weather here because it's too variable。 我不喜欢这里的天气，因为太变化无常了。或者你也可以说，我不喜欢那个人，因为他的个性太 variable， 太变化无常了。 Okay, well done guys. Ever since I got my own dog, my lifestyle has completely changed. I go to bed early and I wake up early. I'm healthier than before because I have to walk the dog 3 times a day. And I'm more willing to stay at home because I just want to be with my dog. I love him and he's my best friend. And what's your story between you and your pet? Please share it with us. And most importantly, record today's sentence. Alright, see you soon. Bye.